Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Four Democratic candidates are running to challenge incumbent Republican Senator Joni Ernst. In the fourth part of a four-part series, let's go in depth with Admiral Michael Franken. Admiral, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, kind of you to ask. So, born and raised rural Sioux County, Iowa. Closest town was Hudson, South Dakota. My hometown is 54 people at the time. It's probably about a dozen in it now. It's called Lebanon. And nine kids in my family, so seven kids next door. So there weren't very many houses to give us 54. My dad was learned to work with his hands after he was wounded in World War II, came back and fixed farm implements in his one-person machine shop. My mom was a one-room schoolhouse teacher in Garfield Township, and they proceeded to have nine kids. I was the last of the tribe. I got six sisters stacked up on top of me. And so I'm a beneficiary of that type of tutoring. I joined the Navy in World War II, or correction, in college. Spent the 80s at sea, the 90s learning all about Washington, D.C., and grad school and the like, and the 2000s after 9/11, both in the field, literally in the field, at sea, and in the halls of Congress, learning to fight the war on terror. I retired in 2017, not wanting to work for this administration, and having salted away almost 37 years in active service. And ultimately, when it appeared that this president could very well win the Electoral College in 2020, again, I thought it's the best utilization of my limited professional life was to assist in winning the Senate for the Democratic Party to put some controls on his lesser tendencies. And so, albeit I entered the race last of the Senate candidates, doing fine and got the Des Moines Register endorsement. A lot of it was predicated on years of leadership, management of large organizations, head of the defense agency, commanding officer of the ship, armada of ships, 24 ships and four submarines at one time. At one time, the senior person living on the continent of Africa, United States military, doing a lot of diplomacy, development, and defense, the troika of those three items, State Department and Aid and Red Crescent Society, and so a pretty vast level of international experience working trade issues with China, and who can influence issues with China to high technology issues. I'm a science person, engineer, physics. But ultimately, spent a lot of time in policy and strategy jobs in Washington, D.C. and elsewhere. I moved 28 times, lived on four continents. I'm married 31 years, two kids. I'm a foster parent, an adoptive parent, well established in the special needs for our adopted daughter, Special Olympics coach, a few other things, and happy to be a resident of Sioux City, Iowa, and at your beck and call. My candidacy is based on three things: addressing climate change as it relates to agriculture in the state of Iowa, fixing our health care system, that's a big chore, and also working to excise our legislation from the various Wall Street Fed special interest greed passages which find their way in our legislation, which affects all of us.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Senate candidate Admiral Michael Franken. Let's start with our healthcare system. It's I don't know if there's ever been a time that it's been indicated to be more problematic tying health insurance to jobs when maybe only half of people really have jobs, the highest unemployment rate since the Great Depression. And so how would you solve that disconnect?
Well, this shows the frailty and some of the shortcomings of the Affordable Care Act. And having spoken to one of the authors of it just earlier last week, we knew that if you don't go all in, then you're going to have gaps. And the consequence in rural America is when you've got so many people who are uninsured that you lose the ability to develop a business plan associated with opening a clinic in small town Iowa, because you have too many people walking through the door who have no insurance, and they genuinely, because of the wage scale in rural America, et cetera, can't pay. And that's also why hospitals and probably in your hometown, if you go to the small claims court where half of the cases are the hospital versus their customers. And so that shows where we've fallen down in healthcare. But ultimately, I'm a fan of fixing the Affordable Care Act, and I know it needs a lot of fixings. But idealized, had we fully implemented it, we would not be where we are. I'm a fan of putting Medicare on the exchange as an option. I think we ought to get a stipend for healthy living coverage for those who take an effort to stay healthy and don't belabor themselves with poor choices in life. I think we ought to improve the nation's statutes and resources for the treatment of mental health. We've definitely fallen down in that regard in the state of Iowa. I think we ought to mandate insurance carriers to cover mental health. And also we ought to have preventive and dental health care ought to be parts of every policy. I think we ought to greatly expand our community health centers like Tom Harkin was a fan of doing. And in rural Iowa, I think we need to brace up things like telemedicine and even the delivery of goods and services, medications and the like via drones. All of that's infinitely doable today. But use this opportunity as well to invest in healthcare and get people to turn away from fossil fuel and the like and work more as a collateral to promote green energy.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Senate candidate Admiral Michael Franken. What's your basic philosophy on diplomacy and foreign affairs?
Well, you can't be a world leader if you're standing alone. And that's where we have proceeded under this administration, almost as a, in spite of ourselves. And it has made us a pariah internationally. And this is particularly galling to me, having lived in not one but two Muslim countries on two different continents, having been a guest speaker in places like the Africa Union, the European Union, speaking in think tanks like the German Marshall Fund and others, active inner engagement, having spoken on the House of Commons. I mean, I committed my life to ensuring that America was as safe as we could be because we had a lot of friends, not to see America stand alone. And in doing so, we have ostracized ourselves from treaties and cut trade. So all those things which we've done, I would reemphasize the establishment of them. And I said, and I didn't say reestablishing, because once trust is lost, it's to regain it is to reestablish it, and it is to reinitiate it. We got to start from square one. And so I would emphasize a strengthened State Department, the diplomatic corps. I would be a friend of theirs. I would support them. I would be more accommodating and logical as, in terms of immigration. I would be the consoling and cajoling voice internationally. I would rejoin the Paris Accord for climate, strengthen it, ensure that a replacement for the Trans-Pacific Partnership was rewritten. Even things like taking an advisory position to the Shanghai Cooperative, things that this administration probably don't even know about. But emphasizing overseas investment, facilitating overseas investment with equity stakes to ensure that U.S. business has opportunities, altruistic and profit-making opportunities overseas. So the whole range of things, and I certainly wouldn't be walking around with my six-shooter pole locked and loaded, ready to pickle people, shoot people that I think have looked at me askance like this president has.
You mentioned something about farmers and climate change. Tell us more about that.
Well, I think we are at a place in history where we have an unnatural animus between the climate hawks and agriculture, when in fact I see their end states to be entirely simpatico. And with proper legislation, with proper policy, with a properly constructed strategy behind a farm bill, we can actually address global warming, and Iowa can be a net beneficiary. So from carbon sequestration technologies to accentuating a continuing growth of renewables in the state of Iowa, to even using ethanol as a renewable fuel internal to Iowa in our electrical grid to maximize all the renewables and our traction to other industries who would be net beneficiaries in a carbon tax environment to move here. I see the conservation of the Harkin years that we need to reestablish. And even when I was a kid, the 60s and 70s, we backed away from many of the principles that we were harping about back then, the terracing and the waterways and the topsoil preservation, all of which were positive from an environmental standpoint, but now have been removed because of the constant thrust and initiatives to make more money and increase yields, more productive, and with smaller and smaller profit margins for our farmers. All of that is not sustainable, and I believe that combined with the trade policies, we are going to be in a really rough, situation going forward.
Thanks to Admiral Michael Franken for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.